Hey, this is Dan McDowell. Tune into Bad Radio on Monday. We're on from 1 to 3 live in Houston, live from the site of the Super Bowl. And we've got some Survivor talk at 2:10. Johnny Fairplay from The Last Survivor will join us 2:10 on Monday. Tune in.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket!
It's Carolina and New England, Super Bowl 38 in Houston. We're there live beginning Monday from the Musers to the Hardline. Brought to you by Majestic Liquors, Bobcat, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Can I hear you? You there?
1:37 is the time. Here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And it is time now for this week's edition of the Michael Irvin Show. And Michael joins us now. How you doing today?
What's up, guys?
Oh, we're just doing our thing out here, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm sitting over here with my financial planner, Dennis Carpenter. Let me give him a plug here. Over here in Grapevine International Wealth Management, going over my finances. That's what
that massive portfolio of yours, huh?
No, I didn't say massive. You guys don't pay me enough to make it massive. Y'all come up off them checks.
Well, at least not now we don't.
Yeah.
That may change down the road, though.
We're going to keep loving each other.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's right. Happens. It'll all work out eventually.
In the end.
Well, we have a Super Bowl on tap, Michael. Now, I don't know about you, but those games, I went 0 for 2 on those games last week, according to the way I thought they would turn out.
I did, too. Oh, now, let me tell you, first of all, I knew New England had a shot. I knew New England would win the game. Well, I lost that game because in our head-to-head matchup, Steve and I was even, and I tried to get ahead of him. So I had to pick one game opposite of him. I just picked the wrong game. I knew New England would win that game. I thought the weather would make a difference. Now, the reports we got, it was supposed to be 32 and clear. But then it was snowing, and I was like, oh, man, as soon as the game started, I said, I'm screwed here. They'll lose this game. Just the sight of snow messes with some people sometimes. And New England looks tough. But that Carolina game.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Carolina going to the Super Bowl?
No. I mean, you're talking about a team that was 1-15 2 years ago.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
It reminds you of Dallas, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
It does.
A little bit.
Team like that, you don't know that they're that good yet. I saw Dan Morgan. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Dan Morgan threw up on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
This was after the first series. Did you see him throw up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, what are you doing throwing up? It just shows you how exciting he was. How exciting. So now, I can't wait to see what he does in the Super Bowl.
Well, did you ever have a game like that where you threw up on the sideline?
No, I never.
No, not you. You're too cool for that.
I threw up one time going to court.
Did you ever have any hotel rooms you threw up in?
That was a football field. I knew the football field. I was nervous going in the choir. Oh, my God. This old new.
That's a good thing you didn't puke going to court, Mike, or you'd have ruined your mink coat.
No. That's a true story. I did throw up one time going to court, but never on the football field.
Well, I guess in the end, New England did it to us all again.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just been looking at this thing this year, and I wonder how it's happening. And when you see him play, it's pretty evident.
How are you wondering?
Yeah.
Let me clearly put this to you. We promote the quarterbacks, and that's all fine and dandy. But now, if I can remember correctly, my studies, the last 5 playoff games New England had, let me see who they played. They played Oakland, St. Louis. Who they beat? Oakland, Tennessee, St. Louis. Was it Tennessee, Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Oakland, one touchdown. Tennessee, one touchdown. This is how many touchdowns the offense scored. One touchdown. St. Louis, I think it was one touchdown. It's the Super Bowl they won a couple years ago. Super Bowl they won. One touchdown. This year, they beat Tennessee, was it? They scored 2 touchdowns. And they beat Indy. They scored 1 touchdown. Offensively, that's what they had to score. And we're pumping Tom Brady like I don't know what. And we're talking about Tom Brady like I don't know what. And rightfully so. He controls that team like I don't know what. But be he not deceived. They're winning that football. They're winning football because they're playing solid defense.
Yeah, they do.
You can score one touchdown here, one touchdown here. These are not just anybody. You're playing the top teams in the league in this playoff time. In your last five games, you score one touchdown, two touchdown, one and one. That says our defense is winning games for us because the defense scoring every chance they get. It's real easy. And Tom Brady doesn't make any mistakes. They got an offense that don't throw any interceptions, and they got a defense that will. I don't care who you think you are, will get them turnover, and they're going to take that turnover. It's one thing just to get a turnover. But most of the time, they take their turnover, and they return it for a touchdown. Now they're putting you in a bigger hole, and you're not getting many points. It's a tough team to beat, but it's a great matchup for them, Carolina.
And, Mike, they've got Bill Belichick, and he just knows how to game plan. As a matter of fact, your buddy Dion was on CBS the other day, and he predicted that Peyton Manning would throw three interceptions. They missed it, but Manning threw four.
Yeah.
And a lot of those, you really can't fault Manning. It's just that they trick you into doing things.
And he's everywhere, but get this guy. All that trickery is fine and dead. Guess what? Belichick, he is a master at it. And he will disguise, have everybody running everywhere, trick the quarterback. But now, this quarterback he's playing against, DeLone, his game plan will be very simple. How much can you trick him? Because he's asked to turn around and hand that ball off. Don't even worry about all the running around to the secondary. Mm-hmm. You turn around and hand that ball off to Stephen Davis. Stephen Davis, you hit this hole and run down here. You turn around and hand that ball off to Deshaun Foster. Deshaun, you hit this hole and run down here. So I'm not so quick to give this game to New England. Because I think it's about matchups. And offensively, they're going to pound New England. They pound. They like to play physical football. That's fine. That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to play physical football on offense. And Carolina likes to play a physical game on defense. That's fine. New England, they like to dink and dunk. So Carolina has to come up and make a pop on their receivers to try to get them out of their rhythm. I'm telling you, this will be a good game. Real good game. That 6.5, 7-point spread, I wouldn't buy that.
Now, I know one of the things that you had to pay a little bit of attention to in the Colts-Patriots game last week was the trouble the Colts receivers, who have been very, very good and very productive all season long, but they had problems against the Patriots secondary.
No, they. You speak his name. I don't know if the Colts receiver had problems against. Why do we do that? No, they. Marvin Harrison had problems. Speak his name. Let's put it in the air. We give him all the credit in the world. We don't even know about they. We know about Marvin Harrison. What did he do? Absolutely nothing. Ty Law cut him down, broke him down, and shook him down. They play that, what I call that Mike Irvin coverage. But they keep showing you on TV where there's Marvin Harrison and Ty Law. Mm-hmm. And Ty Law looks like he's just jamming and he's killing you all over. It's the same thing they used to do with Bobby Taylor. But if you back up and if you get the up top view, which we call in TV or in the film room, the all 22, show me the all 22, mm-hmm. That is all 22 players.
Right.
You would see Marvin Harrison and Ty Law locked up, but right about 10, 15 yards above them, you would have seen a safety. You would have seen a safety. And they told Ty Law, whatever you do, you just beat Marvin up. I mean, beat him up.
Well, he did it.
Beat him up.
I mean, you just don't see guys take Marvin Harrison out of the game like that.
Beat him up.
Yeah.
Beat him up. And see, guys, when I used to get in those kinds of battles, bumping, and you don't ever get the ball. So they keep taking things out of me and not replenishing it, because I want to be replenished. I want, now if I'm catching a football, I can take all the bumps you just gave. Boom, 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 boom. Then I catch the ball. I just raise my energy. But if you just keep bumping on the line of scrimmage and I'm not catching the ball, sooner or later that frustrates me. And they frustrated Marvin. And it was a great game plan. Most teams are afraid to do that because Marvin is exquisite at the line of scrimmage. You miss him, he's gone. But now when we have his safety over the top, I broke that down in Sports Center the other day. Because once Marvin beat him off the line of scrimmage, and he was 2 yards ahead of that separation in the NFL is huge. But then you watch Ty Law. Ty Law pointed at the direction he was running, the safety ran over there. Then Tylon just turned around and picked the ball up. I said, boy, ooh, that's what I call that Mike Irvin coverage. They just said, if you're going to beat us, you're going to beat us with somebody other than Marvin Harrison. And they couldn't do it.
No, they couldn't do it.
You know, Mike, we're celebrating our 10th birthday today. But I wanted to ask you something. Do you know what you were doing 10 years ago today?
I was winning the Super Bowl.
No. You weren't winning one. You were getting to one. NFC Championship game.
Oh, was it 10 years ago today?
Yeah, 10 years ago today, NFC Championship game at Texas Stadium against the 49ers. You remember that game?
That was when Jimmy said, clear the six-inch bowl levels.
That's it. No, that was the year before, wasn't it?
No. Jimmy said that when they came here.
That's right. Okay, that's the one that was.
We were there. Because I was wondering, what's Jimmy doing? What is this? What is this? He out of his mind. He had one too many Heineken. He shouldn't be saying that stuff. But once he said it, you know, you have to back him up 100%.
And you boys did.
Yeah.
So you going to be down in Houston next week?
No, not next week. I leave tomorrow. When do you guys go?
We go Sunday. We go Sunday. So perhaps we'll cross paths down there. Yeah.
Come on by.
All right. Come on by down there.
Yep, Mike.
You guys be on that Radio Row?
Yep. We'll be on Radio Row.
I did Radio Row for the first time last year. Man, Radio Row is off the chain.
Oh, boy. I bet Radio Row finds you very attractive. I bet they love you on Radio Row, don't they?
What you talking about? I love Radio Row.
Yeah, Mike, come by. We'll go out one night, man. I know some places down there, okay? We'll go out, me and you.
Early. We're on the early. I'm on that early string of going out. We'll do the 5 to 11.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
12 to 4 that I don't do that 12 to 4. I'm going to do the 5 to 11. No matter what, usually everything is safe. Mama tells me after midnight, the freaks come out. I don't need to be out at that time. You ever heard that song, the freaks come out at night?
Oh, yeah.
Night starts at midnight. So we can do the 5 to 11 thing.
All right, 5 to 11 it is.
All right, very good, Mike. We'll see you down there.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. There's the Michael Irvin Show for this week. And it is 1:49 right now.
We're done.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. We are done. You know what? I used to think that I'd like this shift back, but we don't have enough time.
No, we don't have enough time.
3 hours
anymore.
Is not enough time.
Not enough.
It's not enough. It's 4 and more for us.
Yeah. We're done. We're finished.
All right. Well, we'll see what's happening with Dunham and Miller, who are about to take over here from the Hard Rock. We'll do that next year on the ticket.